Please be joined today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat by the Minister of Advanced Education for the Province of Alberta, Demetrius Nikolaidis, joins us here once again today. I guess, first of all, Minister, thanks for taking the time to join us here.
I'm very happy to be invited back. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, one of the things I want to talk about today is, of course, we've talked a lot before about the Alberta 2030 strategy that the province is going on when it comes to sort of advanced education. And the as part of that, the announcement recently about some new micro-credential opportunities. Why don't you could tell us a little bit about what's happening there?
Yeah, I'd be very happy to. I was fortunate to be down in Lethbridge yesterday, the day before, and announced that the government of Alberta is investing $5.6 million to help create 56 new micro-credential programs. These are going to be available at 19 different post-secondary institutions. Most of them are, in fact, already under development and will be available this fall. And the exciting thing about this is that it's an area of kind of new and recent discussion in the post-secondary community. Micro-credentials are very short-term duration programs that are very focused on giving an individual the very specific skills and competencies that are needed for very particular activities. So they're very precise, very focused on job training. And we've been able to create a wide range of micro-credentials through this, which is quite exciting. Everything from health technology, solar energy, animation, to machine learning and artificial intelligence. And I think it's particularly important as we're really trying to move forward with strong economic recovery, making sure that folks have access to the right training opportunities is absolutely critical part of that journey.
We talk about some of the different micro-credential programs out there. You mentioned a couple of them there, things like solar energy, agribusiness, things like that I could certainly see being particularly useful up in sort of our part of the province here. How much will this help in getting more people into jobs that are sort of in demand out there?
Well, I think they'll be quite successful. That's my hope and anticipation. Of course, we're going to be very diligent and evaluate the effectiveness of this pilot. And if it's working well, then we can look at expanding it into more areas. But one of the reasons why I think it's going to do well is because when we asked our post-secondary partners to give us some proposals and some ideas, we asked them to make sure that there was an industry partner, an employer on the other end who could validate that these micro-credentials are in fact necessary and helpful. So behind each one of these, there is an industry partner saying that what will be offered through the micro-credential program aligns with what they're looking for, and the skills that will be developed through these programs will help them. So I'm quite confident they'll be successful. And again, we'll wait and see how the program develops, evaluate its effectiveness, and then take some next steps from there.
And you kind of mentioned earlier that some of these programs that are out there, there's some that are actually available in fact starting this fall for students in post-secondary education. What kind of a timeline are we looking at for sort of the length of how long this sort of pilot's going to be going for?
Yeah, well, the pilot will be running for the next year, and again, after that pilot is wrapped up, we'll take a look and see what enrollment has looked like, whether Albertans have kind of taken us up on the opportunity to participate in these new micro credentials or not, and whether we've kind of targeted the right industries. One of the things that we did do is lean onto Alberta's economic recovery plan, which is our plan to really revitalize the economy and get it moving again. And within that plan, we have put focus on a number of very specific industries, including ag and forestry, aviation, aerospace, energy, and film and television, and more. And so I'm quite confident we'll see some strong uptake. We'll see what the final result is. And the other interesting thing about micro-credentials as well is it gives there's more opportunities for diverse learners, whether it's someone who is already working and looking to upgrade their skills, or a new student, it creates a lot of opportunities. You know, you don't have to go through a traditional four-year bachelor's degree. And I think that we need to move a little bit more in that direction and helping to create more short-term programs that are very focused on creating specific skills and training in a very nuanced way. I think that that'll be the key to economic success and talent development success.
And you know, we've talked a little bit here about, you know, how helping, you know, sort of the economic recovery and, you know, working with sort of the industries and helping setting up some of these programs. How much collaboration has there been with some of the different sort of post-secondary institutions around the province on this?
Yeah, they're fantastic partners, and, you know, they've helped to lead the charge. We went out to them first and foremost and asked them to rise to the challenge and work with us on developing many of these new programs, because we know, you know, so many of our institutions already have such strong connections with employers and with private industry that they would be just a natural fit to help this initiative develop. And indeed, they certainly have risen to the challenge, developed over 56 programs at 19 institutions, and I'm confident that as we continue to move forward and thinking about making sure we have the right people educated with the right skills that our economy needs, that our institutions will be such critical players and partners in helping us all get these important goals accomplished.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here at the Trending 55 Potsy, we always like to take a little bit of a dip into some of the politicians' personal lives out there. Now, I know when we've had you on before, you've mentioned a little bit about you know, trying to be outdoors a bit and, you know, maybe doing some camping out there. Now, I'm curious, over the course of the summer, and we're not quite done yet, we've still got a few days till Labor Day weekend, what kind of spots did you hit up during the summer holidays?
Well, I was fortunate, actually, to hit up a couple of spots. We visited a couple places down near Crow's Nest Pass, which was quite nice. Also spent a week with the kids at Gull Lake, a beautiful sandy beach there, which was the kids really enjoyed, and a couple other places in and around Calgary. I haven't made it up quite far up north near you, but I'm sure that there would be some much more enviable places in your neighborhood.
I'd certainly love to see you have you up here one of these days. Anyhow, Advanced Education Minister Demetrius Nikolaitis, thanks for joining us here today.
My pleasure. All the best to you.